Boy, do we have a great couple hours for you. Raymond Grace joining back with us. We're going to talk about dowsing, clearing. Remember he did years ago that experiment on energizing glasses of water? Well, we may do that experiment again tonight, too. That was amazing. Maybe we'll have him concentrate on Flint, Michigan. Boy, do they need help, too. But we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. Raymond Grace is the founder and president of the Raymond Grace Foundation. He's a dowser, a lecturer, and author of a number of books. He has created 40-plus DVDs sharing information learned over the past 40 years. Sounds like he's making one a year, and he's worked and has reached 142 countries for improving water and other areas of self-improvement. And here he is back on Coast to Coast. The real deal. Raymond, it's good to have you again.
Thanks for the invitation, George. Really glad to be with you here tonight.
Oh, my God. I got an email about you from someone who said you are the nicest person she's ever met. She's from Idaho. And she said, you treat him well on that show. Now, well, of course I'm going to do that. But
you've always treated me well, George.
So how have you been? What have you been up to the last few years?
Well, learning more and doing more. And the reaching of the 142 countries, you had a lot to do with that because you helped me reach people I would have never reached before, and I really appreciate it. So what all have we learned? Well, we got a little treat for the folks tonight if you want to do it, at least I hope we have, because I've been working more with energizing water. And we've had some really good success of not just energizing a glass of water for people, which we've done on your show, I believe, four times, but I want to try something tonight, see if we can energize it farther than it runs out of the tap.
Well, and we'll do that. We'll probably do that next hour because that'll be exciting to do that. I really think you're doing a great job. I want to ask you about the tragedy in Flint, Michigan. Have you been following that story?
No, sir. The real truth is I don't watch TV.
Okay, let me tell you what's going on there. They had a problem with their water system. They were getting it from the Detroit Metropolitan Water Company. I think they felt it was too expensive. Something happened. And they discontinued it, and they went into their own system, and it's contaminated. It's contaminated with lead, and, you know, it's a disaster, Raymond, of biblical proportions. I wonder if you could work on that, too.
Well, what we'll do, we'll work on all the folks that are listening out there that wants to participate, and we'll just have to see where it goes. First time you asked me to do this, it was an experiment. I honestly didn't know if it would work or not, but I knew you were going to ask that tonight, and I knew Flint, Michigan had a problem with water. I just haven't followed it, and I wasn't real familiar with the details. So if we got folks listening from Flint tonight, we're going to find out if it works.
We sure will. Okay, let's talk a little bit about dowsing in general. Tell us what that is and how does it work?
Well, I don't really know why it works, but it does. All dowsing is, by my definition, is simply the movement of a physical object that tells us what we already intuitively know but don't really believe that we know it. I use for a pendulum, and I use a 45 caliber bullet on a chain for a pendulum, and I use four movements. One is towards me and away from me, which is a yes. One is crossways, a right to left, which is a no, and then a clockwise circle and a counterclockwise circle. And your success depends upon how you word a question.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't ask the right question, you obviously cannot get the right answer. But dowsing is a way to just tap in to our own intuitive ability. And once you get really good at it, you really don't need a pendulum.
No, you really don't. And how did this start for you?
Well, I attended a dowsing conference one time over in North Carolina, and I was amazed. I was teaching mind development for Jose Silva at the time.
Oh, yeah, mind learning. It was amazing.
And I think these folks have got something here worth learning. And it did not come natural to me. It took me about 3 years to really catch on. Some folks think they can read a book and all at once they're an expert at it. It didn't work that way for me. I had to really put a lot of time, a lot of effort into it. And then I started learning some things, and so I wrote a book on it. and kept on learning more, and then I started making films about it. And I found that we could use this, whether you want to call it dowsing, intuitive ability, to really improve life. And a lot of it is the way that you think, but the dowsing seems to enhance our own belief system. I also found, George, that many of folks don't realize what they truly believe, and we can use dowsing to find out what we believe about something. Well, one of the questions that I've started asking people that I work with is a question of how much does your soul believe you deserve to suffer? Well, most folks have never heard of that. And I find that most folks that I work with, not all now, but a significant number, I must say, their soul literally believes they deserve to suffer. Well, I don't think that's a good belief, because our belief system is a dominant factor that controls everything that happens to us. So whether we believe we can or whether we believe we can't, we're right. So if we believe we deserve to suffer, we will attract to us the circumstances which bring it about.
And Raymond, you know, besides it's essential, why is water so important to cleanse, basically? And is it easy to do water as opposed to anything else?
Well, I'm having a guess on this, George. I've been wondering about this. Why have I been able to change the energy of water from, I live in Virginia, from here to British Columbia, by the time the person can get to the kitchen and get a drink? I've done it in California. I've done it in, I think, Australia and Italy, just as experiments. So why could I do that? Probably water has intelligence. Everything has intelligence, really. But water has intelligence. And water also has a spirit. Now, the spirit of water is not in water just because it's wet. As a matter of fact, it's not in most commercial water at all. And I've learned that the spirit of water will not stay or even be where the spirit of greed is. And if the land is has a curse on it, it will affect the water in the well. If there's people who are very disrespectful on the land, it will affect the quality of the water. So why can I do this? Probably because I've spent most of my life working to clean up water, and I think I have established a rapport with water. Now, that's my guess.
Okay. Remember Dr. Emoto? He's yes. Passed away now, but what amazing experiments he did with frozen water crystals. Amazing.
Yes, and I'm glad he wrote, made those books and put those pictures in them, because what he really did, he paved the way for people to believe what I'm telling them. Because if they saw his book and they say, oh, acetals can affect the molecular structure of water. Well, yeah, I said that for years, but I didn't know how to prove it. Well, Emoto made pictures of it, so when someone has read his books and saw those pictures, and I tell them, hey, I can show you how to change the energy of water, it's a lot easier for them to believe.
How much meditation is involved when you do this?
I wouldn't say any is involved. It's attitude and directing energy. Now, you might call that meditation. I don't call it that. That might be a fair thing to say. But it's more intent than anything else.
And this intention comes from where? Within us, or are we tapping into outside sources?
Well, in my opinion, the intent probably comes from within us, and we are tapping into what I call universal intelligence.
This universal intelligence, of course, are we talking God?
That would be one way to say it. Native Americans might call it the Great Spirit. Other people may have different terminologies for it. But I think probably all of different ways people could say it is probably all the same. I just prefer to call it universal intelligence.
Well, with Raymond Grace, of course, talking about the many things he does. He's got a few books out there, too. The one is called The Future is Yours, Techniques That Work for Me, and then Seasons of April. If your mood is down, and I would assume that affects your ability to do what you do?
Yes, that's true. You're always going to do better if you have a good, upbeat attitude and if your energy is high. That's almost a given.
It's almost like getting rid of the negativity, right?
Exactly.
With any kind of person, can anybody do this?
No. I would like to say yes, but it's not true. Not everybody can drive a car. Not everybody can ride a bicycle. Not everybody can swim or sing. So most people can. But there are some people that just doesn't seem to have it, whatever it takes to do it. However, I do think everybody is capable of improving their thoughts and their intent. They may not be capable of doubting, but they, most people could. But that's the only honest thing I can say, yes, most can.
When people are dousing, and you do it with, do you do it with a branch, or do you have something else?
No, I use a 45 caliber bullet on a chain.
You still use that thing?
I still use it.
I remember that.
I got it in my hand right now as I'm talking.
I remember that. And you kind of like just walk with it, right? How does that work? How do you use it?
Well, it depends on what I'm doing. Normally, I don't do any dowsing while I'm walking. I do most of it sitting here at the desk when I'm talking to folks on the phone, working with them.
Okay.
But I have a chart, and if anybody wants a chart, they can go to RaymondGraceProject.com and download it for free. Printed out there. There's also a little free book there called Letter to Robin. It's a beginner dowsing manual. Feel free to go in and get it and learn what you can. But it's all in the way you ask questions, and I use that chart, and I measure most things on a percentage scale. And it's easier to ask questions that way. Like if you want to go somewhere, what is the percentage of danger on the trip? That's one of the questions you can always ask. Or what is the best day to go? Let's say you got something you need to do for the next month. Okay, use the chart there and ask which is the best day to go numerically, the 1st or the 15th or whenever. That's a good way to do it. So there's, as I said, there's four movements to the pendulum. The clockwise circle is a way to send or increase energy. The counterclockwise circle is to decrease energy. For example, you want a person who's very fearful, you would say, okay, I want to lower the spirit of fear in their body. And then it will run, the pendulum will run counterclockwise for a while, and it will stop. And it stops, say, okay, let's take this fear and turn it into love or happiness or whatever. You see, let me give you the principles of my work.
Okay.
The principle is that all things, including thoughts and energy, thoughts and emotions, are composed of energy. The intelligent human mind can redirect energy. Principle number two is energy is impressed upon matter. That means we're affected by everywhere we've been and things that's happened to us. And number three, I borrowed from Einstein, energy follows thought.
So I'm getting some messages. People can't find that chart you just mentioned. Where do they find it?
My RaymondGraceProject.com. I can't tell you exactly where it is on there, but we do have one there that's free for folks.
So they just got to peruse the old website. Raymond, because we've got several websites up for you. RaymondGraceProjects.com. All right, great. We'll do that. Did ancient shamans do this?
I can't really say, but probably. I never like to say something unless I know what I'm talking about.
Well, you're pretty good at talking about what you know, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like to stick to my things.
Did you ever buy a suit, by the way, or still in jeans and that shirt?
Well, say that again, please.
Did you ever buy a suit, or are you still in the jeans and shirt?
George, I'll never buy a suit. No, jeans and a cowboy shirt, that does well wherever I go.
I don't blame you. Sometimes I don't blame you at all.
Well, there's only one person in the world I got to live with, and that's me. And, if I had to wear a suit and tie, that would give me a whole different attitude and mentality, and nobody would like me.
Isn't it true that you can do dowsing not just to find water or anything, but to do just about answer any question you might have? It's almost like a lie detector. It's got it all, isn't it?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I just got an email just before we came on the air here from a friend of mine in L.A. that contacted me last night. Tonight, just a few hours earlier.
Yeah.
that had severe allergies. She was just really in bad shape. She sent me an email to thank me because all of her coworkers noticed all of when she improved, and she told them what happened, but nobody believed her.
How in the heck do you get rid of somebody's allergy?
Oh, you neutralize the allergies on them, and there's a terminology I use, and that is I desensitize the mucous membranes of the body to all allergens and irritants, and the pendulum will spin in a counterclockwise direction until it finishes. See, the length of time and the velocity at which a pendulum moves tells us how much energy is required to correct the problem. So that's what I did for her, and it worked. Now, will it work for everybody? No, it doesn't. Only thing that works for everybody is law of gravity. But this was someone I knew. I wanted to help her. She believed it would happen, so it happened.
That is truly remarkable. So with using the pendulum in this particular case with the allergies, what is it doing?
Is it doing really, if I'm understanding your question correctly, it's simply redirecting energy.
The pendulum is?
No. All the pendulum is a tool that makes my left brain believe that we're doing something. There's no magic in this.
Do you even need the pendulum to do what you're doing?
Well, say again, please.
Do you even need a pendulum to do what you're doing?
No, not really. It's simply a tool. Because the thing about it is if we just think of something, we might not have confidence in ourselves that we're doing anything. But if we're holding a pendulum, which we're putting no muscular effort into moving, and it moves for a specific length of time, and the more difficult things take more time, then our left brain believes that's really happening. Now, what happens on the other end when the person doesn't even know I'm working on it? That's interesting. The only way I can answer that is the human mind has the ability to transform energy at any distance.
So I want to tell folks that I have found, my staff has found, your chart. And it's at your website that you mentioned, RaymonGraceProjects.com. And then you click Dowsing Tools, and you scroll all the way to the bottom, and it says Dowsing Chart, and then it says Print Large or Small, and then you click that, and there you go. You won't believe how many people want this chart.
Well, that's why we put it out there.
And it's free.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I've got an hour-long video that's free on stopping abuse on women and kids. Go to RaymondGraceFoundation.org.
Well, good for you. When did you decide to do that?
About 5 years ago.
Was there something that triggered it?
I learned about human trafficking. And I didn't even know what it was. I didn't know we still had that going on.
Oh, my God, it's rampant.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't live in the same world that most people live in.
Yeah.
But when I learned about, well, let me give you a brief overview here. Someone was in my class once and said that a relative of hers over in Europe was the head of a foundation that worked with torture victims, and they wanted to expand it to human trafficking. And I said, well, tell him to call me. I'll talk to him. So there was a little country somewhere over there. I won't be specific on it, that the human trafficking was just outrageous. And these folks were monitoring it. And I said, well, what are you doing to stop it? And he said, well, stop it. We don't have to stop it. I said, well, give me a shot at it, and let's see what happens. The feedback I got later was the human trafficking in that country dropped dramatically. Now, I don't know if we had anything to do with this or not. I would like to think so, but I can't prove it. But within about a few months after I put that film out there for free for the whole world, that was the largest pedophile roundup in the history of the world occurred.
Wow, that's amazing.
26 countries involved.
That is something.
Folks think we had something to do with it. I don't know if we did or not. All I did was put the information out there that folks could use.
We could just about do it on anything, couldn't we?
Yes.
Could you make stocks go? But you use it only for good. You don't use it for evil. I know you.
No. I had an idea a long time ago that if I'm going to live on this earth, I need to leave it in better shape than I found it. That's why I got into cleaning up water.
Hold on, Ramon. We're going to be right back. Ramon Grace with us, and we'll be back in just a second. Well, first of all, happy birthday to Jamie. She lives in Missouri. Says her boyfriend listens all the time. So does she now. So happy birthday, Jamie. I hope you both of you go out and enjoy it and have a great time. Welcome back. Raymond Grace with us, of course, as we talk about dowsing and some of his work. And we're going to do some experiments this half hour. And when we talk about these experiments, Raymond, what are we trying to accomplish here?
Well, what I've done so far is have the person take a drink of water, come running right out of their tap. I'd like to give just a story show on this. And then I'll work on that water. I talk to it, no matter where it is. And then I have them take another drink. And the water's better. They can't taste the chlorine in it. And I had a friend over in Italy that had moved into a new house that the water both tasted and smelled bad over there. And all I did was write back and I said, write me tomorrow, let me know how it tastes. Next day, said, this is the sweetest water I've ever tasted. And I have an old Indian friend of mine up in British Columbia. So I was talking to her one day and I said, do you have any good water up there? She said, no, they put too much junk in it. I said, go to the kitchen, get you a drink. She said, well, this water tastes like it tastes when I was a kid up in the Yukon. So distance isn't a factor here. I've found that the way it looks, that I'm able to take the good qualities of my spring water and another spring out in Montana and send the qualities of that water to the other people. And I started doing this about a year ago. And the feedback I'm getting from the folks is, they still have good water.
And they just use what, like a teaspoon or something? They dump that in?
Oh, no. They just, all the water that comes through their faucet now is good water.
Huh.
That's why I wanted to take the opportunity to do that on your show. But one thing is, when I have an opportunity to speak to people, I like to do them a favor if possible. So I thought, well, as badly needed as this is an excellent opportunity to give it a try. The worst we're going to do is break even.
Well, it worked. I remember that.
Well,
I also remember, didn't you tell people to keep some water and that they could use it and put it in other water sources?
Yes, and that has worked. I've had people tell me that they've have a little container of water and they've refilled it for 3 years and the water is still good. But what I wanted to do tonight was see if we could go a step beyond that and literally give them good water coming out of their faucet maybe for years.
4 years. My gosh. Now, has the water companies ever said anything to you, ever confirmed it? Have they said anything's different?
No. I doubt if any water companies even know I'm doing it. I've just done this for individuals. And tonight, I thought, well, what if we did it for a lot of people? Now, I did this on a Skype conversation a while back. Had someone in the Philippines, one in Australia, one in England, and one or two in the U.S. And I said, look, I'd like to do something for you here. So I want you to get a drink of water after we finish the session and then send me an email. Every email said the water tasted fine.
That's amazing.
So that was only four people. The question is, can we do it with 4 million? I don't know. We're going to find out.
Well, we just won't have 4 million call in, that's for sure.
No, that's true. But if you get you can get a good sampling of it. And now, let me say something about this. A lot of it probably depends upon the belief system of the person. And if they say, this stuff ain't going to work, they're probably right.
Well, I was going to say that. Intention's very important. Now, here's the other thing, too. Who's doing it? I know you've been doing it, but are you doing it by yourself, or is it the person, you know, the homeowner or whomever, are they the one doing it with you?
Well, no, they don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
They don't know anything's been done until they taste the water. I've got a cousin in California that called me one day, I was thinking Livermore, and said, I just asked her, I said, what kind of water you got? She said, oh, it's terrible. Said, we run it through three filters before we would even wash dishes with it. And I said, would you be willing to take a sip of it? And she says, no way.
No way. That's what I would say.
So, well, anyway, what happened, the next day I got an email saying, I knew you were up to something. I didn't know what, so I decided I would take a sip of it. She said the unfiltered water actually tasted better than the filtered water that we've been.
Huh.
And so she gets her husband to take a sip of it. And he didn't know I had done anything. And there's nothing wrong with the water. They've had good water ever since.
We were talking before the break, and we'll get into the experiments in just a moment, about good and evil, mm-hmm. and if this could be used for evil purposes, too. I hate to ask you that, but I have to.
Well,
can
I
it?
Don't mind you asking, and yeah, whether dowsing can be used with that or not, I really can't say. Jose Silva always said that his work with mind control could not be used to harm anyone. However, we do have things like voodoo spells, curses. I know these things exist because I wind up breaking them on a lot of people out there. I find land with curses on it. I find people with curses on them. So, yeah, something was used to put those curses on people. Matter of fact, yesterday I got an email from someone in California that her husband was very ill, and I checked it out, and I said, well, no wonder he's got 20 curses on him. I got an email back within a few hours. He's feeling better.
So you even make people healthy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we could do anything tonight. Anyway. We could have people call in with all kinds of issues and see if you can work it.
That one probably isn't going to work.
And okay. I'll tell you why. Tell me why.
There's too many reasons why that people have the problems they do. And you've got to clear up the reasons. And I've got a list of over 50 things that I teach in class that affects human beings. So doing a mass clearing on people in a short period of time probably won't work. The best I've ever done with that was talking to a group of about 700 people once and asking them how many had pain in their bodies. And, oh, maybe 400 raised their hands.
What about something like this? What if we had statistics that a particular city was rampant in the crime, horrible, everywhere, and you did some kind of peaceful experiment to calm people for a month or a week or whenever?
Okay.
Would we see crime reduce?
Not unless you've got somebody in that city physically there that knows what's going on and wants it to happen. Now, I have a nice letter from a Canadian Mountie and I was able to lower the violent crime rate in an Eskimo village up on the Arctic Circle. But that Mountie had asked for help. Going out and doing something where the people themselves are not getting involved, no, I doubt if it'll work.
But one person asking you for help there, it could work?
It could. It takes a while. It's not anything I can do in 2 minutes. There's a lot of things to go through here.
Do you ever get exhausted because of this? Does it drain you?
No, not really. I mean, if I have requests coming in 24 hours a day, which sometimes I do, and I have to be selective about who I answer and who I don't. But, yeah, that would exhaust you. But just doing something like this is not exhausting.
Well, all right, let's do some experiments. And also, is there anything then you can do for the Flint, Michigan water supply system?
Well,
which is horrible.
Find out.
All right, take it away. I'll let you do what you need to do.
All right, so what we're going to do now, all you folks out there listening, I'm going to do this out loud. I really didn't know how you plan to do this. I meant to do it during the station break. But
do it out loud now so people can hear what you do.
I'll do it then. So what I want to do is, for all you folks listening out there, I want to scramble the frequency of the chemical, biological, radiological pollutants that's within your water. And I want to adjust those to the frequency of pure water. And I want to take any negative thought forms in the water, which they usually are, and turn them into love. And I want to take any greed in the water, which there generally is, and turn that into pure water. Now, also, I want to neutralize any curses on the water and want to remove any entities that might be in the water. I'm doing this real quick. And then what I want to do is invite in the spirit of the water because the spirit of the water is not in most commercial water supplies. It's just not there because the spirit of greed is. Okay, the next thing I want to do is... I've got a cup of spring water here with me out of my spring, and I want to take the good qualities of that spring and another one out there in Montana, that I've been using, and put in the characteristics of the good taste, the purity, the surface tension, and the energy of these two springs into the water that flows through the pipes into your kitchen sink. All right, now this is going to take a few moments to do because this pendulum is really going around like an airplane propeller. And I'll try to keep talking while I do this.
And if I talk to you, I don't interrupt you.
No, you don't interrupt me at all.
So, and we're concentrating on Flint, Michigan's water supply or everybody?
No, I'm concentrating on all your listeners out there.
Okay, so let me just say, if there's anybody in Flint, Michigan, concentrate with Raymond, because let's try to fix the water supply in Flint, Michigan. And, you know, if we see headlines in the newspapers over the next couple of days that their water has remarkably changed, wow, we're onto something. Go ahead, Ray.
Well, okay. Let's see now. If I have, I was asked if I have permission and ability to clean up the water, the original water supply up there, and for some reason I can't do that. I didn't think I could. The best I can do is clean up the water that of the folks in Flint that happen to be listening at this time, assuming they want it done and believe it can happen. If they're sitting there saying this ain't gonna work, they'll probably just shoot themselves in the foot. But at least I wanted to give it a try. I'll put it this way: every time I have tried it, I have worked with people who believe it can be done, and that probably had a lot to do with it. Even though I worked with some that didn't know, like my Indian friend up in BC, all I did was tell her, go to the kitchen and get you a drink of water. I didn't give her any explanation whatsoever, and the face of the water had changed. So I really appreciate the opportunity to do this tonight, because where else am I going to find this many people
that's
going to give us feedback?
Yep. And do they become ambassadors? Can they also do this themselves, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger?
Well, that depends upon their belief system and probably on their level of consciousness. Not everybody is going to do the same thing.
Okay.
But I'll say it this way. A lot of people could if they would just apply themselves.
But it doesn't seem like it takes long to learn from you what you need to do.
Well, everything I do is simple. I think I've said before on the show, watermelon's the biggest word I know.
Yeah. It is simple. How old are you now?
I've done rode this planet around the sun 70 times and started around again.
So you're 140?
No, been around longer than people think I have.
So now, the water experiment.
Yeah.
Is it done?
Let's find out. Let's see. Let me just ask, what percentage of the listeners out there will we reasonably expect to have good water? Well, it looks like all of them. But here again, believe only what you see when they call in, and we'll find out. I don't think anything like this has ever been done, and I just wanted to take the opportunity to say, you don't know how much I appreciate you going along with this, because you got an open mind here enough to try some of my crazy stuff, and so far, you know, we've won.
That's interesting take. So we'll find out. Now, tell me about the pendulum, though. When you were doing this, it was going crazy, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, it was. It was spinning about like an airplane propeller. And what it did, whenever I scrambled the frequency, that's a term I use, of the chemical, biological, and radiological pollutants of the water, it was going counterclockwise. When I asked to transform the greed into water, it was going clockwise. Now, that's probably not all that important which way it goes. That's just the way it does for me. But what's really important is the mental focus on this.
Now, I noticed in the chart that you wanted people to download, it's got yes and no, and I know what that's all about.
Yep.
Because you ask it yes and no questions, and the pendulum moves. But what are all those numbers all around the chart?
Okay, those are for counting, and that's all. The truth is, I could erase everything except the top half of the chart and still do just as much with it. The original chart that's in a little book there that's also free to download called Letter to Robin, it has a much more complicated chart. My friend Walt Wood made that chart, and I had to make something much simpler than that, so I just erased about 3/4 of it. But you can count anything but on that chart. But what I use it for, really, I just use the top half, which is the percentage scale. And you'll notice there's a plus sign over from the 12 o'clock position to 3 o'clock position. That's the plus quadrant of the chart. You notice the numbers 1 run through 10. Well, that's percentage. 1
okay.
to 10%, 2 to 20%, and so on. And you've got the same thing on the minus side. So your success in getting answers is how you ask the question. And right here is the question I usually ask is, what is the result of action on this? Like, what's the result of going on a trip? What's the result of taking a certain route? I'll give you an example. I was talking to a friend yesterday down in Dallas, Texas, and about a year ago when I had called him, he said, "Boy, I'm glad you called. I'm heading out to Denver. I'm going up I-35 and hit 70 west. I said, "No, don't do that. I said, "There's something wrong. I don't know what's
wrong,
but it's not going to work." He said, "Well, there's another route I can take, but it's not interstate. I said, "Take it." A month later, when I called back, he said, "Boy, I'm glad you called." He said, "35 got flooded out up there. I couldn't have gotten through." Now, I didn't know that. I just knew it wasn't a good idea to go that way.
I love it. Now, if I asked you to do the pendulum on the success of these presidential candidates, would we get any results that way?
I didn't the last two times. So I don't usually even try something like that, and certainly wouldn't try it publicly, because all dowsing is now, and then our opinions can also override our dowsing. If we want something bad enough, that's the answers we're going to get. So I haven't had real good success at dowsing political situations.
So if I threw out the names, we couldn't do that, right?
No, I would rather not get into that.
Okay.
First off, it's not going to solve anybody any problems. And my dowsing and my time is usually strictly doing something that makes life better.
But you do health things too, right?
Well, if I can believe all the feedback I get, we must be doing it.
And what afflictions have you worked on that seem to have gone away?
Well, God, let me think. I wasn't expecting that question, so I don't know right off.
You never know. Pain. You never know what my questions will
be.
Right,
I know that. Okay, like tonight, I gave you an example of allergies, and this other. The woman did not describe the illness of her husband. She just said, "He's just really, really sick." Well, the first thing that came to my mind was, well, let's check him for curses. And he had 20, so I neutralized the curses. 2 hours later, I get an email, he's better.
I love that.
So generally speaking, aches and let's keep it simple and say aches and pains.
I bought a couple little pendulums. They're you know, kind of like marble at the end of, a nice little chain. And, you know, you hold it up. And I've done the yes-no, to me, is one of the neatest things ever. And you could take it to parties. I mean, you could have fun with that, too, you know.
Yeah, but you need a 45 caliber bullet. It gets a lot better attention.
Yeah, the bullet. Why does the bullet work?
Why? It don't work any better than anything else. It just draws more attention in the restaurants whenever you're energizing your food.
Do you have to put your elbow on a table when you hold the chain, or do you just hold it free?
No, you just hold it anywhere. It doesn't matter.
And I'm going to have you explain the tutorial to us when we come back, where you can explain how people hold the pendulum, what they ask for yes or no questions. It is remarkable. And when it goes in a big circle on a yes or no, it means it doesn't know, right?
It means that you haven't asked the question correctly.
Okay, that's what it might be. Okay, Raymond, you stick with us. We're going to also open up the phone lines. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to chat with you, too. An amazing story. And if you're in Flint, Michigan, or anywhere, and you played and participated in this water experiment that Raymond just did, check in with us as well and let us know how the water tastes. But if you're in Flint, Michigan, definitely let us know.